Krishna Book, Canto 17, Vana Asura, Chapter 63, Scene 1. Krishna defeats Lord Shiva and Vana Asura. When the 4 months of the rainy season had passed, and still Aniruddha had not returned home, all the members of the Yadu family became much perturbed. They could not understand how the boy was missing. Fortunately, one day, the great sage Narada came and informed the family about Aniruddha's disappearance from the palace. Narada explained how Aniruddha had been carried away to the city of Shonatapura, the capital of Vana Asura's empire, and how Vana Asura had arrested Aniruddha with the Nagapasha. Even though Aniruddha had defeated Vana Asura's soldiers, this news was given in detail and the whole story was disclosed. Then the members of the Yadu dynasty, all of whom had great affection for Lord Krishna, prepared to attack the city of Shonatapura. Practically all the leaders of the family, including Pradyumna, Satyaki, Gada, Samba, Sarana, Nanda, Upananda, and Bhadra, combined together and gathered 18 Akshauhini military divisions into phalanxes. Then they all went to Shonatapura and surrounded it with soldiers, elephants, horses, and chariots. Vana Asura heard that the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty were attacking the whole city, tearing down various walls, gates, and nearby gardens. Becoming very angry, Vana Asura immediately ordered his soldiers, who were of equal caliber, to go and face them. Lord Shiva was so kind to Vana Asura that he personally came as the commander-in-chief of the military force, assisted by his heroic sons, Kartikeya and Ganapati. Seated on his favorite bull, Nandishwara, Lord Shiva led the fighting against Lord Krishna and Balaram. We can simply imagine how fierce the fighting was. Lord Shiva with his valiant sons on one side, and Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his elder brother Sri Balaramaji on the other. The fighting was so fierce that those who saw the battle were struck with wonder, and the hairs on their bodies stood up. Lord Shiva was engaged in fighting directly with Lord Krishna. Pradyumna was engaged with Kartikeya, and Lord Balaram was engaged with Vana Asura's commander-in-chief, Kubanda, who was assisted by Kupakarna. Samba, the son of Krishna, was engaged with fighting the son of Vana Asura, and Vana Asura was engaged in fighting with Satyaki, the commander-in-chief of the Yadu dynasty. In this way, the fighting was waged. News of the fighting spread all over the universe. Demigods such as Lord Brahma from higher planetary systems, along with great sages and saintly persons, Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, all being very curious to see the fight between Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, and their assistants. And they were all hovering over the battlefield in their airplanes. Lord Shiva is called Bhutanatha, and he was being assisted by various types of powerful ghosts and denizens of the inferno, the Bhutas, Pretas, Pramathas, Guyakas, Dakinis, Pishachas, Kushmandas, Vaitalas, Vinayakas, and Brahma Rakshasas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, simply drove all these ghosts away from the battlefield, beating them with his celebrated bow, Sharinga Dhanu. Lord Shiva then began to release all his selected weapons upon the personality of Godhead. Without any difficulty, Lord Sri Krishna counteracted all these weapons with counterweapons. Krishna counteracted the Brahma Astra, similar to the atomic bomb, with another Brahma Astra. And he counteracted the air weapon with a mountain weapon. When Lord Shiva released a particular weapon, bringing about a violent hurricane on the battlefield, Lord Krishna presented just the opposing element, a mountain weapon, which checked the hurricane on the spot. And similarly, when Lord Shiva released his weapon of devastating fire, Krishna counteracted it with torrents of rain. At last, when Lord Shiva released his personal weapon, Pashupata Shastra, Krishna immediately counteracted it with the Narayan Shastra. Lord Shiva then became exasperated in fighting with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna then took the opportunity to release his yawning weapon. When this weapon is released, the opposing party becomes tired, stops fighting, and begins to yawn. Consequently, Lord Shiva became so fatigued that he refused to fight anymore and began to yawn. Now, Krishna was able to turn his attention from the attack of Lord Shiva to the efforts of Bana Asura, and Krishna began to kill Bana Asura's personal soldiers with swords and clubs. Meanwhile, Lord Krishna's son Pradyumna was fighting fiercely with Kartikeya, the commander-in-chief of the demigods. Kartikeya was wounded, and his body was bleeding profusely. In this condition, Kartikeya left the battlefield and, without fighting any more, rode away on the back of his peacock carrier. Similarly, Lord Balaram was smashing Bana Asura's commander-in-chief, Kubanda, with the strokes of his club. Kupakarna was also wounded in this way, and so both Kupakarna and Kubanda fell on the battlefield. The commander-in-chief, Kubanda, was fatally wounded. Now, without guidance, all of Bana Asura's soldiers scattered here and there. So when Bana Asura saw that his soldiers and commanders had been defeated, his anger only increased. Bana Asura thought it wise to stop fighting with Satyaki, Krishna's commander-in-chief, and instead directly attacked Lord Krishna. Now, having the opportunity to use his 1,000 hands, Bana Asura rushed towards Krishna, simultaneously working 500 bows and 2,000 arrows. But such a foolish person could never measure Krishna's strength. Immediately, without any difficulty, Krishna cut each of Bana Asura's bows into two pieces. And in order to check Bana Asura from going further, Krishna made Bana Asura's chariot horses lay down on the ground. The chariot then broke into pieces. After doing this, Krishna blew his conchal, Panchajanya. There was a demigoddess named Kotara who was worshipped by Bana Asura, and their relationship was like mother and son. Mother Kotara became so upset that Bana Asura's life was in danger that she appeared on the scene. With naked body and scattered hair, she stood before Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna did not like the sight of this naked woman, and to avoid seeing her, Krishna turned his face. Getting his chance to escape Krishna's attack, Vanasura left the battlefield. All the strings of his bows were broken, and there was no chariot or chariot driver. So Vanasura had no alternative but to return to his city, for he had lost everything in the battle. Thus ends chapter 63, scene 1. Krishna defeats Lord Shiva and Vanasura. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Of all kinds of ghosts, the Brahma Rakshasas are very powerful. Brahmanas, transferred to the role of ghosts, become Brahma Rakshasas. Srila Sridhar Swami states that the word Bhagavan is used here to indicate that Lord Shiva is by nature all-knowing and thus well aware of Lord Krishna's greatness. Still, although Lord Shiva knew Lord Krishna would defeat him, Shiva joined the battle against Krishna to demonstrate the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that Lord Shiva entered the battle for two reasons. First was to increase Lord Krishna's pleasure and enthusiasm, and second, to demonstrate that the incarnation of Lord Krishna, although enacting human-like pastimes, is superior to all other avatars, even Lord Ramachandra. Vishwanath further states in this regard that Yogamaya, Lord Krishna's internal potency, bewildered Lord Shiva, just as she had bewildered Lord Brahma. In support of this statement, Vishwanath cites a phrase from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brahma Rudradi Mohanam. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Paranjanam, Vasudeva Param Tapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari, He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva. He Nata Narayana Vasudeva.